We share creation with sacred and mystical beings. One creature, the hare, locally known as the jackrabbit, has stories for us today. There are hares and there are rabbits, cousins of the grass and herbs. Before the cattle, it was they who, along with deer, sculpted the arid grasslands. Rabbits are born in burrows, blind and bald. Hares are born, eyes open, in a grass nest with hair. The hare is found throughout the northern hemisphere. The hare of ancient Egypt closely resembles the local jackrabbit. This hare swam from island to island during the Great Flood, ultimately arriving at the mound where a great pyramid would be built. Her hieroglyph contains water signs, indicating her prowess as a swimmer. The hare has talents waiting to be revealed. Attentive, observant, a good listener, one who is rarely cornered, and if there is no other option, someone's getting a thumping. The hare is a sacred mystical being. She defies hawks and eludes coyotes for the most part. She is discerning and displays a fearlessness. Finally, when her time to be eaten arrives, she becomes the howl of all the coyotes necessary to catch her. She is a worthy meal. In the way of the hare, praising the four directions, thank you, warm light, that in sleep, when the grass is moist and most tender. Thank you, summer winds, for bringing the fragrant ocean moisture. Thank you, last light of day, cloak of darkness, so useful in the games of coyotes. Thank you, winter rain, for the empowering cold of tender bark. Hares call the circle of creation home. Each thing has its place. It's time. The hare describes the circle of becoming. May we hear.
I was young once, and oh, I was fast. From the moment I entered this world, my eyes were open, my ears ready, and I was hairy warm. I was ready to go, and I did. I was filled with the feeling of wait, wait. Now. No one could catch me. Still can't. Maybe no one ever will. Oh, but I have had many close calls. Oh, so close. Each wound has become a mirror to better protect me with, my dear. But being caught is not the point here. Living embodied is. We understand that you humans with animist ancestry have been caught many times by ferocious and stone-cold killers who have tortured and killed your ancestors' bodies. And then they digested their souls. Your ancestors have had to run and hide to stay alive, just like us. We are sweet medicine for you now. It is time to catch the fear that has made you timid and small. You humans project your fear, your flight, and your freeze upon us. We are not afraid. We are aware. We are patient, and we are fast as the wind. In all my years, I have brought many kin to this world, and I know many who have left. I am still here. In recent moons, I have asked the one with great ears, why? Why am I still here? Now I know why I have not yet been caught. You need a message I carry, and I will tell it to you now. Once, long ago, I came to a human woman in a dream, and I said this. Animist people are like rabbits and hares. There are many, and while one or another might be caught, the energy of hare, like the animist people of the earth, can never all be caught. We are prolific, we are wise, and we are many. So have no fear. At this moment, you need to hear this message. Have no fear. While we hares have come to learn how to avoid nets in our path, we respect the power of the net to gather what is caught. And to be caught by a mighty net is to become a sacred offering. Let the magical nets gather the fears that discount your strength, your truth, and your worth. Let it rise up into these sacred nets. Let us work together to gather it for you. We love you. We love you.
Hear the cries in the wind, the cries of my recycled kin. In an instant, we are caught, and our life goes back to the whole. One zig or zag, or a moment drifting of the mind. Teeth, pain, peace. We give ourselves to all over and over. So we are a part of all things. This is our power. You name us fear. We do not fear, we hear. The heartbeat, the breath, the emotion of all. We hear you, and your fear puzzles us. You mighty beasts, who have learned how to so powerfully make up for your significant weaknesses. You bend the world to your favor, and you have come to feel it is wrong. You humans now know this, and your kin fear the rebalancing. You feel this fear. Everything always comes to balance. So the time now, my human friends, is to breathe into the fears of your life and your ancestors of humanity. Let us help you. The Velveteen Rabbit taught you about becoming real. It is time for animist humans to remember your real selves. What are your fears about becoming remembering, living, real. The grasses of this earth hide us, nest us, and clear us of our fear. Offer your fears to the graceful grasses of this beautiful earth.